This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, a radio broadcast heard throughout this nation and on several other nations as well. For the past several days, we've been speaking to you about a Bible conversion, the importance of which is seen from the fact that many radio preachers tell you about their own conversions today. And these conflict with one another. I hear one radio preacher say that he did this or that to be saved, and I hear another say he did this or that different from what the other said. In fact, you can listen all day long and hear all kinds of ways that men have claimed to have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. But the one way that we can be certain that we have been saved is to learn what the Bible teaches about it and know that we have done it. And that's why in this broadcast I'm not telling you about my conversion, but really I'm telling you about the conversions that are recorded in the book of Acts, which is actually the book of conversions based upon the great commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given in the latter portions of Mark and Luke and Matthew. We've been studying the account of the Ethiopian virgin found in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. This was a man who was a very sincere man, a religious man, a zealous man, and yet we know he was lost. And this points up to us a number of lessons which we have been studying. In fact, we've been approaching this study from the standpoint of asking, what great lessons can we learn from the account of this conversion? And I pointed out, for one, that we can learn the value of every soul. In the sight of God, each and every soul is worth more than the entire world. In the second place, we learn that God is especially concerned for those who are concerned for themselves, for a person who tries to search to find the truth and to obey it. And third, we've learned that a person can be lost even though he is religious, even though he thinks he's following Christ. He may be altogether misled in the matter. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. And last time, just at the close of the study, we began looking at the fourth great lesson, and that is, what should be preached by those who preach? And the simple answer is, he should preach Jesus. For we find in Acts 8, verse 35, that as Philip, riding along in the chariot with a man from Ethiopia, the Bible tells us that he opened his mouth and beginning from this scripture, that is from Isaiah 53, and preached unto him Jesus. Now, what did he preach when he preached Jesus? Did these two men ride along the road with Philip just saying the word Jesus, 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 over and over and nothing else? Well, of course not. There is no way this man could have understood Jesus. There is no way he could have understood the passage from Isaiah 53 from which he was reading when Philip joined him. And let's look at a little bit of that which he was reading. In verse 32 of Acts 8 we find, now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. His generation who shall declare? For his life is taken from the earth. And the Ethiopian then asked Philip, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other? And the Bible tells us that Philip opened his mouth and beginning from that very scripture, preached unto him Jesus. Now how could he make him understand about Jesus? Well, first of all, no one can understand about Jesus unless he understands about his preexistence as the Word. Turn in your Bible with me to the first chapter of the book of John, and let us read together verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now notice down in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You see, the Word is the one who became flesh, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he had pre-existence as pure spirit, one of the three persons of the one Godhead. And it was through him that all that was created, and therefore he himself was not created, he is eternal. So we notice his person, his pre-existence, deity. The Bible tells us that he was God. The Word was God. put the emphasis not on was, to say the Word was God, but on God. The Word was God, the very essence of deity. All that God the Father was, He is God. Next we note, in preaching Jesus, one must explain about His name. In Philippians chapter 2, we find the great passage which has to do with the mind of Christ, beginning with verse 5. Have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped. But our time is gone for today. We must ask you to be with us again next time. We hope that you will. This has been Tom Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to join us again next time.